أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يقول الحق تعالى في كتابه الكريم بعد أن أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وكذلك يقول: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. All praise and thanks are due to Allah. We praise Him and we thank Him and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We take refuge in Allah from the evils of ourselves and the sinfulness of our actions. Whomever Allah guides, none can misguide. And whomever Allah misguides, none can guide. I bear witness that there is none worth worshiping but Allah, alone with no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his final messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in Surah Ali Imran, He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah with the taqwa that is due to Him. And don't die except in a state of Islam, except in a state of submission to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He says in Surah An-Nisa, O people, have taqwa of your Lord who created you from one soul and created from it its mate, and dispersed from both of them many men and women. And have taqwa of Allah, through whom you ask one another's and the wombs. Indeed, Allah is ever over you an observer. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها، وفي رواية فيهن، أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام، يعني أيام العشر. قالوا: يا رسول الله، ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله؟ قال: ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله فلم يرجع من ذلك بشيء. رواه البخاري وغيره نحوه. You know, subhanAllah, when we hear about a deal, this is dropping online at a certain time, a certain day, what do? We put a timer, we put an alarm, and we rush. We're refreshing the page. We're excited about it. We're excited about taking advantage of it. We might even call some friends and say, hey, you pick it up and I'll give you a cut of the deal. If it's something in store, what do? We line up. We grab a ticket. Sometimes before even the store opens, we line up at the door waiting for it to open. If it deals with sports and entertainment, what do? Oh, you know, the Mavs are in the finals. Game 2 is coming up. I'm going to make sure I don't miss this. Come on, let's hang out, brother, sister. No, this is the time for it. If it's a cricket match, if it's the World Cup, we'll put a timer. We'll get up at 3 a.m. Why? My country's playing. I want to make sure I don't miss this match. I'll lose sleep over it. It doesn't matter. And subhanAllah, you know, when something is important to us, what do? We make time. We make sure that we're there and we make sure that we take full advantage of the opportunity live. I don't want to see a recording. I don't want to see highlights. I want to be there. I want to catch it in the moment. And in this hadith that I started with, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he says, there are no days in the whole year that are more beloved to Allah. when you do righteous good acts in, then these days. And he meant the 10 days that we're in, the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And if you're following, you know, VRIC, the first day is today. So it started yesterday at Maghrib. So we're already in these days. And they asked him, not even jihad in the cause of Allah, like, you know, sacrificing your body, yourself, your whole life. This is, what can be greater than that? He says, no. Not even jihadun fi sabilillah is greater than a good act in these 10 days. Except if a man leaves his home with his self, meaning his life, and all of his property, stocks, 401k, investments, wealth, everything, and doesn't return with anything. Completely loses his life, his property, everything, then okay, you know, that extreme amount of sacrifice, okay, we can say that this is greater than one of the acts. But Rasulullah is telling us, like, take advantage of this time right now. Nothing you do is going to be greater than good acts in these days. You know, subhanAllah, we have a time that we're in right now, a great opportunity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take advantage of. Everything we did in Ramadan 2 months ago, it's on full display in front of Allah. What are the habits that we built? What are the goals that we had post-Ramadan? That I'm going to keep doing this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to keep this up every day, once a week, every month. Well, now's our opportunity to perform. Now's our opportunity to really put forth and prove to ourselves and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show Him our good acts. These days are so great that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by them in the Quran. He says, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. And most of the mufassirin say that this refers to these 10 days. And just like Ramadan has Laylatul Qadr, the greatest night of the whole year, these 10 days have Yawm Arafah, the greatest day in the whole year. There's another narration that I came across, which was, you know, it starts similarly to the previous one, but then it ends differently, where the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَنْ يُتَعَبَّدَ لَهُ فِيهَا مِنْ عَشْرِ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ يَعْدِلُ صِيَامُ كُلِّ يَوْمٍ مِنْهَا بِصِيَامِ سَنَةٍ وَقِيَامُ كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ مِنْهَا بِقِيَامِ لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Where he adds on, and he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that fasting one of the days in these 10 days is equivalent to fasting a year. And staying up in prayer or praying at night in one of these nights is equivalent to Laylatul Qadr. Again, not literally, but it's like when you pray Fajr and Jama'ah and you stay till Shuruq and you get that equivalent, like, ajr of Hajj and Umrah. It's similar to that, it's encouragement. There is some weakness in it according to some of the hadith scholars. Others say it's okay. But I still want to mention it because it just emphasizes how great this time is. Inshallah, all I'm going to mention, kind of sort of rapid fire, is let's go through some of these acts. And what I want to encourage myself and you is for every single one of these acts, say, what is my nasib? What is my share of it? What am I going to do in these 10 days? At least one action, whether even if it's an intention where I'm going to take advantage of it. So first thing, the greatest thing, right, we can do in these 10 days is go to Hajj. Now obviously we're here and our brothers and sisters, they've traveled over there. But if you haven't made Hajj and you have the financial ability, it's now obligatory upon you, then make the intention, Ya Allah, I don't know how. I'm going to research it. I'm going to try to get in. I'm going to try to get permission so that I can go and I can make Hajj next year, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. If you don't have the financial means, put it in your heart right now. Say, Ya Rab, my brothers and sisters, they're there. Millions of Muslims, such a diverse, unparalleled, large gathering of Muslims from all over the world are there. Right now, then I want to join them, Ya Rab al-Alameen. Please increase me in wealth so that I can go and I can embark on Hajj. Make the intention from now. The second act is Qurban. One of the first acts that's mentioned, it's in Surah Al-Ma'idah, from the two sons of Adam alayhi salam, the first human being is what? إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانَا. They both did a Qurban, an act that brings them from Qareeb, right? Brings them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have the financial means, take advantage of it. And sometimes we get this question like, hold on, I'm stuck here. Should I do local qurbani or should I do it abroad? You know, I have family in another country. They would really benefit from this meat. And you know, why does it have to be this or that? If you have the ability, do both. Say Bismillah. Do it with ihsan. Say, I'm going to do it locally so that I can practice this sunnah. I can sacrifice with my own hand, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. I can teach myself and my family the importance of this sacrifice. And also, I'm going to do it abroad and I'm going to support our Muslims and brothers in other countries who are more in need than me, who could really benefit. Why does it have to be this or that? And there's a discussion I've had with several local brothers when I bring up the issue of Qurban. Have you done it? You know what, brother? I'm a little hesitant. You know, looking at the blood, it makes me uncomfortable. It's difficult. I'm nervous. I'm scared. And I want to say, subhanAllah, the first time I did it 13 years ago, I was afraid and I was nervous. And I'll say that openly. But I knew that I had to get over it. And I knew that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, his difficulty was way greater, nothing incomparable to what we're doing with an animal we just met, or maybe we met a few days before, to pick. And so getting over that kind of helps us remind us of this sacrifice and how great it is, subhanAllah. It's not an easy thing to do. And until this day, when I have, you know, the knife in my hand and I'm going and I'm saying the takbirat, it's hard. It's not easy. But try to find, we have so many local farms here in DFW, try to find one and try to make the intention. You can do it the first, the second, or the third day of Eid. Try to make the intention and go, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Also, when you are with the animal, subhanAllah, and I experienced this my first time, subhanAllah, there, I remember I texted my brother the night before and I said, oh, we totally forgot about the ropes and everything. And he just sent me a video, which I'm sure many of you have seen, the Halal Islamic Slaughter, with the brother from Katy in Houston, mashallah. He's the one who did the videos. Where if you say the words of Allah, the animal calms down. And I swear to you, subhanAllah, every single year, I've even done it internationally, you say, subhanAllah, bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and suddenly the animal, sometimes it lays down for you before you even put it on its side. What? This is showing you, again, the greatness of this act of sacrifice, that the animal is ready. It knows its creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Third, if you intend to sacrifice, then avoid cutting your nails or your hair, both of them. Now, there's, you know, one opinion that it's haram, it's forbidden. And, you know, Maghrib yesterday from then, it's like, oh, I didn't do my pre-Dhul Hijjah haircut, I didn't take care of that. It's okay, just continue forward. Oh, I did something this morning in preparation for Jummah, I completely forgot. It's okay, continue. Most of the ulama say that it's preferable. They don't say it's haram not to do it, but still, it's something that's very praiseworthy. Why? You're showing submission. What will my coworkers think of me? They're going to think I'm unkempt, I'm shabby. Well, you're showing them I'm doing like the Hujjaj are doing. And this is part of my submission. This is a symbolic act that I'm doing that Allah commanded me, and I'm going to submit just like Ibrahim alayhi salam. And there's an authentic hadith about that. Another thing is fasting. Of course, we know the greatest fast is Arafah, but also next week we have a Monday and Thursday in the 10 of Dhul Hijjah. Also, there's an authentic narration, some differ with it, but an authentic narration, sahih, where the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted the full 9 days. So when you're hearing about these actions, know that there are levels. Some of us, we're going to fast Arafah, and that's it, which is great, mashallah, it's wonderful. Make sure that Saturday, June 15th, not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow, make sure you fast that day. Invite people over for iftar if you want, and feed them as well. Some of us, we're going to go a step further. No, I'm also going to fast the Monday and the Thursday. I want extra ajr. Great. And some of us, and I know some in our community here at VRIC, mashallah, are fasting all 9, mashallah. So see where you're at for all of these actions. See where you're going to go and make the intention in your heart from now. Dhikr, tahleel, la ilaha illallah, takbir, Allahu Akbar, and tahmeed, alhamdulillah, increase in it. Simply, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Keep your tongue moist with the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah during these days. Another is qiyam and tahajjud. After Isha, you finish praying everything, you're done. Either here in the masjid or when you get home, say, I'm going to pray 2 extra rak'at as qiyam. They don't have to be long, but you know what? I'm going to take advantage of these nights. Or, I know these are the longest days of the year right now, you know, with the summer solstice. So Fajr is very early, but like, you know, just 10 minutes before, 15 minutes before, I'm going to wake up a little early, make wudu and pray 2 rak'at. Bismillah, to take advantage of tahajjud. Qur'an. Some of us had a post-Ramadan khitmah that maybe we started. Well, maybe we didn't start. Restart it from now. Don't let Ramadan be the only time we're reading Quran. Say, I'm going to do a page a day. A ruba', 2.5 pages, 5 pages, a hizb, 10 pages, a juz', whatever it may be. Sadaqah, many organizations, whether it's our local masjid here, whether it's national organizations, whether it's international organizations, can really benefit from our sadaqah. So make sadaqah, bismillah. Volunteer, again, helping the masjid here. Eid Salah is coming up. It could be a local organization. We have Barakah Bites. You see the the van out there, they're feeding, subhanAllah, the people in need locally. Ma'roof and Ikna Relief, you'll say, so many organizations locally say, I'm going to volunteer, I'm going to do some khair with my time. Silatul Rahim, family ties. Start from now, who am I going to call from my family? I haven't spoken to this cousin in a while. I haven't spoken to this person or that person. Call them. Call them during these days and even set up your Eid visits. And Eidul Adha, how are you going to make it special for your family? Think about it from now. You know, we don't, subhanAllah, we don't have the same decorations, right, that we do in Ramadan usually. But it's like, how am I going to make it special? And please don't forget the converts, the new Muslims from our community. You see a new brother, new sister, we had so many shahadat right here in our masjid. Be like, you know what, for Eid, why don't you come over? We're going to have some snacks and food. Come by, inshallah, for an hour. Say salam. Maybe they don't have Muslim family, subhanAllah. Let's be there for them, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And lastly, dua, ad-dua, ad-dua. Dua, such a powerful thing. We don't have the time to go into in detail, subhanAllah. But like, how can I? I'm not making dua after every prayer, morning and evening, something. And just how can I level it up during these 10 days? Especially for our brothers and sisters in Palestine and in Gaza in particular. Make dua for the Hujjaj. So many members of our community have gone already. Our mashayikh have gone already. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from them. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returns them home safely to their families in good health. Ya Rabbil Alameen. I mean, there's so many opportunities for dua. Also, so many sick in the community. I just heard as I was coming up to the minbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cure our sick, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Grant them good health. Some are hospitalized. Some are bedridden. Some just can't make it to work. SubhanAllah, we don't know what it is, but may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cure them. Make dua. And again, just to kind of review these one hajj, make the intention. If you're not going, I mean, they have already gone, make the intention from now. Two, qurbani or udhiya, sacrifice. Try to make that. Get in touch. Bismillah. Do it abroad. And don't just do two, subhanAllah, I know some brothers, they're doing two, three, four, even more. Yes, benefit other people, bismillah, khayr wa barakah, why not? Three, leaving the hair and nails, if you're intending on sacrificing during these, until your sacrifice is done, whether you're doing it or someone else. Four, fasting. Five, dhikr, these words of remembrance. Six, qiyam, tahajjud, the night prayer. Seven, Qur'an, reciting the Qur'an, reflecting upon its meanings. Eight, sadaqah or charity. Nine, taking advantage of volunteering. Again, what's my nasib of each one of these? 10, silatul rahim, strengthening those family ties. 11, making Eid al-Adha special for yourself, for your family. And 12, dua. Again, something that's different about these days, we don't emphasize them as a community as much as Ramadan, is that we don't have the masjid decorated. Our houses are probably not decorated. I'm sure we took them down from Ramadan. We don't have the lights outside. We don't have the carnivals like we do in Ramadan. So there's an aspect of this worship that's a little bit more individual, subhanAllah, in nature. And I found some aqwal of salaf, salih, pious predecessors who during the 10 days of the Hijjah, they kind of were a little bit unplugged and MIA. They would really focus on themselves and they would do a lot of ibadah. So take that opportunity. It's a different flavor, it's a different feel of Ramadan, but these are the greatest days of the year, and it's a good way for us to again put our finger on a pulse and see, how am I doing? Ramadan, I saw how I did. Last 10 nights, I saw how I did. Now it's 2 months later, how am I? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to take full advantage of these 10 days. Discuss it with your families, discuss it with your spouses, with your children. Say, these are, okay, the day's already started. If we don't have a plan, what are we going to do in each of these respects as a family to encourage one another? Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, qayyum as-samawati wal-aradeen, was-salatu was-salamu ala rasulillahi s-sadiqi al-ameen, ibadallah, ittaqullah, wa yu'allimukumullah, wallahu bikulli shayin aleem, yaqulullahu ta'ala, والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر وعن أنس بن مالك قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام يعني أيام العشر قل قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أستغفر الحمد لله رب العالمين مدبر الخلائق أجمعين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله الصادق الأمين عباد الله اتقوا الله ويعلمكم الله والله بكل شيء عليم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن أبي بكر الصديق، وعمر بن الخطاب الفاروق، وعثمان بن عفان ذي النورين، وعلي بن أبي طالب المرتضى، وحمزة أسد الله، والعباس وولده، وعن الصحابة أجمعين، وعن التابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا، وللمسلمين والمسلمات، والمؤمنين والمؤمنات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلي كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أنت أعلم في أحوالهم، فانصرهم وكن في عونهم، وفرج عنهم ونفس كربهم وفك أسرهم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة، إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا كاملا ويقينا صادقا ورزقا واسعا وقلبا خاشعا ولسانا ذاكرا وتوبة نصوحا قبل الموت. اللهم بارك لنا في خير الأيام هذه ووفقنا لكل خير فيها. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. وأقم الصلاة.